Honestly, sometimes you think something's gonna save you time and it ends up just taking it all away. Anyway, on to the episode. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. This is officially the 1 year anniversary of the podcast. Can we just get a round of applause? Yeah! I cannot believe it has been a year since I started this. Okay, it's a little bit premature because I'm recording this ahead of schedule, and when I upload this episode, it'll be going live on the 16th, when the 1 year anniversary is on the 17th. But nevertheless, this is a chicken I'm gonna count before it hatches. Move on with your life. Anyway, this is gonna be a quick, well, I keep saying quick and then it never is, but anyway, this is gonna be a shorter episode than the usual 30 minute ones, hopefully. As we know, I've been trying to really cut down on the length of the episodes, so I'm kind of just gonna jump right in. I have been trying to condense these ones a lot more, so I think I've been achieving that, especially with last week's very short Valentine's one. Back on topic. Especially with last week's Valentine's one, I am getting the hang of it, so here we go. Not only is it the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, but it's 1 year of me doing something consistently to the point that I'm able to actually track my progress over an entire year. I've done over 30 episodes last year. I plan on doing at least 40 episodes this year. So there's a lot going on, and I have stuck to uploading every single week so far, which I'm really proud of, and I will circle back to why at the end of this episode, so you can look out for that. Aside from that, another thing that I'm going to discuss in this week's episode is what this podcast has taught me. As we know, one of the first things is that sometimes it's just better to jump in head first and just keep going. Aside from just starting, the other main lesson I've learned is perseverance and persistence. So that's what we're going to be doing in this episode. I hope you will continue to listen and enjoy. Starting from the start, we all know what a hot mess the first episode looked like, because I literally jumped in at the deep end. I recorded in my car, there was literally no editing, and I posted it and I started. I jumped in at the deep end and I kept going, and it was scary. It was nerve-wracking and it was a bit horrifying looking back, but at the time I needed to just start, and I did, which is why you could see I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a plan and I just went for it, which is why I literally realized it's almost a midway point from Valentine's Day and my birthday, which just makes it extra hectic, especially being the second month of the year. It's like, what are you thinking? I wasn't, clearly. But you gotta start somewhere. And if you don't start and you keep putting it off and you keep putting it off and you keep putting it off, you aren't gonna get anywhere. So jumping in and starting is one of the biggest things I think we all need to do. But especially for this podcast, it's something that I needed to do in order to actually just get there and start. Once you start, you're gonna have to suck at what you do for a little while. Even if you have a certain natural talent for it, or there's a certain aspect of it that you're very good at. With me, I'm good at planning. So I can plan what I'm gonna say, I can plan what I'm gonna do, I can plan when I'm gonna upload, when I'm gonna edit, things like that. But I suck at actually recording, sticking to my script, not rambling. Like, there's a lot of things I'm not good at. And as we know from the early days, it was rough. Like, really rough. So there are things that aren't going to be as polished as you might like it, but that's a good thing. And especially if you're going to make mistakes, you'll be able to learn from them or do research to find out what pitfalls not to fall in. For me, I have this perfectionist tendency. I want things to be like 110%, and then I want to just check it just one more time before I actually do it, which is why the jumping in is such an important step for me. Because if I don't, it's never going to get done, because I'm never going to be happy with it. Especially looking back at the first few episodes, extremely rough, but I needed to learn where I keep messing up, where I make my faults. I had to learn from those mistakes early on so that I can move forward and be better the following few times. Even if I didn't have editing or planning or anything like that, I would look back and be like, oh, okay, I said this, or I did that, or this is what happened. What can I do to improve myself? This gradual improvement of yourself and looking back at your previous episodes or whatever it is you're choosing to do can actually be so helpful for the next time, because you can learn to get into a routine around what you do and make changes as you go along. When I first started, I used to record, edit, and then upload all in one day. And sometimes I would do it until the early morning hours, which honestly was a big no-no. Like, we know I'm not a morning person. I need my sleep, and this was just not good. When I did start editing, it took me a long time because I wasn't used to the equipment. I wasn't used to how to edit. I wasn't used to any of those kinds of things. So it took me a long time to get in the motion of it. The entire shift for me in terms of a routine came when it came to my mental health series, which was literally months after I had started the podcast. And I had technical issues in the weeks prior to the recording of those podcast episodes, but that entire time period changed a lot of how I did things, because that was the first time I sat down and researched my topic. I had to plan how I was going to make the entire series flow together. I had to record and edit and really put a lot of effort into those episodes, especially because it was something I was really particular about and making sure I get it done in a particular way. That led me to the way I do things now in terms of my podcasts, because then I batched episodes. I was more scripted in terms of having to know what to say and how to flow through those episodes and be able to do things in a way that makes it easier for me to do it now. With the process of my podcast now, it's been made much simpler because I batch work. And on top of that, I have a particular routine or schedule that I do my work in. So usually on the weekends, either Saturday or Sunday, depending on which day doesn't have a lot of noise, I will record 1 to 3 episodes of my podcast. Sometimes it's just one. Sometimes I crank out 2. If I've been really good, I do 3. Then I'll have those episodes ready to be edited. And during the week, I will edit those for about 1 hour a night. Not each episode, just the one that needs to be uploaded. And I'll spend 1 hour each night editing or rewriting a new script or something like that. It just depends on what strikes my mood that particular week. Usually I have the episode ready to go about 2 days prior and I'm just polishing it up over the weekend. But basically, Saturday or Sunday I'll record. Monday I'm polishing the episode for Tuesday's upload. The rest of the week I'm editing, usually for the following week. And if I usually finish editing about a Thursday, I will write a script either Friday or Saturday. Maybe Sunday morning, but it just depends. But that's basically what I do. I spend about 1 hour daily on the podcast during the working week. And Saturday and Sunday, I'll spend about 2 hours per day, depending on what I've got on. But I also have learned to take time for myself and do things that fill me up, because mental health is important, physical health is also important, and taking care of yourself, especially in this time the world is in, is extremely important. So I've had to learn to definitely say no to a lot of things in terms of, no, I'm not gonna waste my time doing that, I'm rather gonna do this, or no, I'm actually gonna waste my time instead of being productive because I've been doing A, B, and C, I've had a long day, whatever. Taking time out for me, because this is basically a part-time job I'm not getting paid for, if you think of it like that, because this is truly just a labor of love. I'm going off on a tangent. I'm moving on. Sorry. Not sorry. This podcast has formed part of my daily routine to the point of me knowing, you know, if it's a Monday, I'm editing from this time to that time. If it's Tuesday, I'm editing that time to that time. Thursday, I'm editing late in the evening because there's a show that I like to watch, and so on and so forth. I have my routine around it, and I truly enjoy it. It's not a drag that someone's like, ugh, please do this. No, I just honestly enjoy it. One thing I think I need to emphasize is that it doesn't happen overnight. I started this podcast, and I've slowly built it up. I literally started recording it in my car on my headphones. I've upgraded the equipment I use. I've built it up slowly. And that is the best kind of thing you can do, because at the beginning it was rough. And slowly but surely I've built in intros and outros and tried to keep up with an Instagram page. I changed up my music for Christmas. I had a series in between. Like, the year doesn't happen overnight and the progress isn't immediate. It's one step, it's one episode, it's one thing at a time. And ironically enough, you think you're constantly moving forward, but sometimes, like 3 weeks ago, I had a setback which caused an episode to actually go up late. So not everything is always going to be one step forward. Sometimes you're going to take two steps back. Sometimes things aren't going to go smooth. Sometimes life happens and things get hectic or have to be moved to the wayside. Anything can happen, and that's where perseverance and persistence is going to help you push through. I would like to say that, however, it is important to sometimes stop, take a step back, reevaluate things, and then move forward when you're ready. This could be taking a break once or taking off like a month, whichever suits you. This is particularly striking to me because at the beginning of the year with my goals, I said I wanted to upload at least 40 episodes this year, even though there are 52 weeks in a year. But it's because I know sometimes I get overwhelmed, life can happen, anything can happen, and sometimes you just need to take a break. That said, over the past few weeks, there have been quite a few times where I've just felt like dropping the podcast or taking time off or just like skipping a week and just dropping off the face of the earth and then coming back when I'm ready. And I've come to realize it's because my mental health is not as good as I thought it was, and I've had to reassess what's been going on. Because physically I'm good, environmentally I'm good, work-wise I'm good, podcast-wise I'm so on par, and I've got podcast plans, and like I said, I have been batching, hence this podcast being recorded in advance. Like, I'm on there. My mental health has just not been great, and I have made a few small positive changes, and I plan on making a few bigger ones soon. But like I said, everything gradually and slowly, and that is basically just to take care of my mental health because it hasn't been as great. I have seen my therapist already for the year. I don't know if I mentioned that. So it is getting there. It's just this last little while, not so great, but I am dealing with it. So thank you for caring. And if you don't, that's fine. Overall, sometimes you just aren't up to things. And if that is the case, stop, breathe, take a break, get back to it when you're ready, and do it in your own time. You can't rush certain things. And that's just a fact. So for me, it's going to be a gradual, slow change, like most things in life, but it is what it is. Flipping it up to a positive side, this was a special episode because it's me proving to myself that if I put my mind to something, if I stick with something, even if there's bumps on the road, even if there's setbacks in terms of editing software, even if there's unplanned hospital visits, I got this. And I can get through this, even if it's really hard sometimes. But I truly enjoy making this podcast, and I look forward to the next year of doing it. So, that is that. I want to give a special thank you to everyone listening to this podcast and following the Instagram page. You are amazing. I'm so happy that you're here, and I hope you're with me for the next year, at least, on this journey. The song of this week is a classic jam called This Is How We Do It by Montel Jordan. And if that's not a party vibe, I have no idea what is. So, yeah, that is what it is. Next week is my birthday. So, yay me. Which, like I said, no planning. Last week was Valentine's Day. This week is the podcast birthday. Next week is my birthday. Like, really? That's a lot of crap. Anyway, I actually plan on dyeing my hair a blue. So you can look forward to pictures of that on my Instagram. I will leave a link for that down below. I will also leave my hairdresser's Instagram link. That's gonna be cool. Check it out. I will also post all the pictures. And I have said I've been trying to get more into the Instagram thing. So there's that. I hope you enjoy your day. Have a good week. Check out the little Instagram post I'm gonna do about this. So thank you all. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.